This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Today is Thursday, but since it's New Year's Eve and tomorrow's a holiday for everybody, and I don't expect anybody will be up at this time of day tomorrow anyhow.
No, I hope not. Start the day out with a little extra sleep.
A little extra sleep in the new year. But anyway, welcome to the Radio Cafe speaking of the arts.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And Happy New Year. Tonight is, of course, New Year's Eve.
Tonight is New Year's Eve, and what is going on? There's all kinds of places if you want to go out, brave the cold, and be with people.
I will start out with something going on at the Lensic today. It is the annual New Year's Eve concert presented by Performance Santa Fe. It's a classical music evening. They had a concert on New Year's Eve, and they'll have theirs tonight. I'm a little sleepy still, I'm sorry. They had their concert on Christmas Eve, and they'll now have one tonight at 5 o'clock. There's also a showing or a concert at 2 p.m., the family-friendly concert. And this will feature pianist Joyce Yang and the Performance Santa Fe Orchestra. It's a great way to ring in the new year. I've heard them rehearsing this week.
Ah, yes, because you're in the Lensic. I bet you get to hear all kinds of cool stuff.
We really do, and it's great. It really gets you fired up to see almost whatever's going on that evening. I also want to add that the Lensic will be closed for maintenance. After tonight's concert, the Lensic will be closed from the 1st through the 15th for just semi-annual maintenance when we do things like clean the curtains or repair or anything that needs repairing or put new equipment in, things like that.
Well, we'll have to live without it, but it's a good time to do that. It's a quiet time of year. On the Santa Fe Plaza today, the Hospice Center of Santa Fe presents Light Up a Life, inviting the public to dedicate a farolito in honor of loved ones lost. That's at 5:30. It's open and free to everybody.
And I think they put the name, you can dedicate your farolito, and they put the name right on it. I've never done it, but I've always considered doing it.
Yeah.
Then, as everyone's probably heard by now, there will be a bash in the plaza, a family-friendly bash for New Year's Eve. Closures begin at 7:30, according to the paper, and the celebrations will begin about 9:30. There will be live music and bonfires. And as you may have heard, there will be some sort of special surprise. They had talked about doing some kind of chili drop. I don't know what that means exactly, but there's some kind of stroke of midnight surprise planned for the plaza festivities.
Like in New York, the ball drops?
Yes, exactly.
So we drop the chili. Excellent, ladies and gentlemen. There are all sorts of New Year's Eve parties at Eloisa Restaurant, New Year's Eve party with DJ Miss Ginger. And that's from 10 o'clock on. And there's a New Year's Eve party at Luna Center. DJ Chopsticks spins some tracks while New Mexico Hard Cider provides the homebrewed libations. That starts at 7 o'clock on. Extreme Comedy, excuse me, at the Lodge at Santa Fe at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Bill Kirschenbauer of Mork and Mindy fame headlines this show, and a bunch of other people as well. Nice. I think it's a good idea to see comedy on New Year's Eve. And then finally at the Palace, Circus Erotique is at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, a couple of shows. Prices at all these places are quite different, so check before you go. Some of the restaurants have an all-inclusive menu, and so lots to do.
You know what else you can do tonight? If you need a cab ride, the city is sponsoring its annual New Year's Eve cab ride program to keep people off the roads. No one wants to drive drunk, of course, and we don't want you to. So you can call the city's cab line at 438-0000 tonight for a free or subsidized cab ride. It's not free. Between 5:30 and 2:30 a.m. this morning. The costs are very low, and it's a flat rate fee. Do take advantage of that if you're out and about. And there will also be a shuttle that runs from Santa Fe Place Mall to the Sheridan Transit Center, to the big bus center downtown that people can take, whether they're going to the Plaza festivities are one of the things Mary Charlotte mentioned.
Latin night tonight at Skylight with VDJ Danny, and lots of Latin music energy, and also Meow Wolf is doing a Cosmic Jungle at the Farmers Market Pavilion, and Moby Dick will be at Evangelos. All of those tonight. Meow Wolf starts at 8, Moby Dick at 9, and Latin Night at 10.
And one more at Second Street Brewery, the Second Street version of the brewery. There will be shows tonight. Welsh and Watts will play, followed by 50 Watt Whale. These are rock shows for the people who want to ring in the new year.
Who want to rock in the new year.
Yeah, exactly.
Second Street, I love Second Street.
Me too.
I mean, they're both good, but the one down on Second Street is...
the original.
It's the original, and I've spent several birthdays there and many special occasions. It's a wonderful place. Geronimo Keith Band is at Tiny's tonight, starting at 9, no cover. Joe West and the Santa Fe Review are at the Cowgirl tonight at 8, no cover.
That should be a fun one.
And John Rangel Quartet at El Maison tonight, 7 o'clock, also no cover. And El Maison, good food. Well, good food at all these places. I love food at the Cowgirl and El Maison. And we got some nice restaurants here in Santa Fe.
Some people like to go to the movies on New Year's Eve, if you want a slightly quieter New Year's Eve. And there's some great films out. And I would like to know if Mary Charlotte has seen one of these. Have you seen Heart of a Dog? It's the Laurie Anderson movie.
I have. I have seen that movie, and I loved it.
Good. I might see that. But that's at the CCA.
That's also a real work of art. You get into that kind of trance state that you sometimes get into, almost like in art exhibitions or in sound installations. Yeah. There is a narrative thread, but it's very much of a visceral sound and visual experience. And it's got a good dog.
And good music, I would assume.
Yeah. And Laurie Anderson's hypnotic voice.
Ah, so that's, you can see that. There's a version of Macbeth starring Michael Fassbender and Marianne Cotillard. I don't know how to say her name in French. Also, a couple of other great movies are at the, yeah, this is all at the CCA. Heart of a Dog and Macbeth.
Excellent. And at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid, Barnyard Stompers, starting at 8 o'clock, no cover. No, there is a cover, small cover. Brandon James at Vanessi, 7 o'clock, no cover. And that's piano and vocals. Electric Wonderland, the ultimate New Year's Eve party at Skylight. Is that the same thing as...
It might be, but
as
that's
Latin
okay.
Night? Anyway.
Wait, I saw two of those, too. I don't know which one is...
Oh, no, that's it. I think one's at 6 o'clock and one's at 9 o'clock. Anyway, lots of good stuff. Skylight's a fun place, too, to hang out.
You can also do... I want to make sure it's tonight, but the Glow, the Winter Lights event at the
yes.
Santa Fe Botanical Garden. And that is starting at about 5 when it gets dark. And you can walk through the botanical garden and see the lights, geodesic domes, and there will be food and drink. And some evenings have live music, and I'm trying to see if tonight, New Year's Eve, will have live music.
Okay, we will check on that. Meanwhile, we'll let you know about one or two other events going on. New Year's Eve party at Buffalo Thunder. Tobias Rene, or I guess that's how you say it, headlines the festivities at Buffalo Thunder. And at Camel Rock Casino, there is lots of good stuff going on. Carlos Medina and dancing, courtesy of Danny Duran, and the, the Slow Burnin' Band. And there's an open mic party, an open mic and dance party at Santa Fe Oxygen and Healing Bar. And that starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
Lots and lots going on tonight, and we've gone through a lot. Can we do some weekend events, or do you want to
sure.
stick to tonight? Okay. Tomorrow, there will be, tomorrow's Friday, the first day of the year, and there will be a Friday night art opening at Sorrel Sky Gallery, which is on Palace Avenue. It will be works portraying the Western landscape and its inhabitants. the show. It's a Winter Wonderland group show, and it will be from 5 to 7:30 p.m., a good way to start the new year with a little art.
And one more, let's see, one or two more things going on tonight, and then we'll move on completely. And that is the Alex Mariel Band. Mariel Band is playing with Lumbre del Sol on the plaza.
That's right. That's part
9
of the plaza event.
Ladies and gentlemen, put on your snowsuit, your highly warm battery-operated snowsuit, and head on down if you like being outside on New Year's Eve night. And I like the sound of the bonfires. I like the sound of Alex Mariel. And finally, Trio Bijou at the Zia Diner tonight from 6 o'clock on. No cover, that's string jazz down at the Zia.
You know, I walked through the plaza yesterday, and they had some of the area blocked off so that I think I saw a PNM truck. There's something related to lighting going on down there, I think. It's a big surprise, of course. But at 11:45 tonight, the mayor will address the crowd and begin the countdown. He'll lead us into a peaceful and prosperous new year. And at the stroke of midnight, we'll have the surprise 2016 kickoff. And again, they stress that it's family friendly, so the kids are also invited if they can stay up that late.
So there is a contest for filmmakers sponsored and coordinated by Borderlands Media in Las Cruces. They're searching for ways to raise the visibility of filmmaking in the state of New Mexico. The contest is a call for short films with the theme being the sins of man. The deadline for the contest is January 31st, and for more information, you can call 575-571-7694. You can also go to borderlandsmedia.com.
On the 4th, there will be a night of flamenco y más. Noche de Bohemia starts at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau. And there will be a special evening of flamenco music there on the Cocteau stage. It's the duo Joaquin Gallegos and Megan Chandler. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Okay. But they have been dedicated to flamenco for most of their lives. They're a big part of New Mexico's flamenco scene. And they will be performing there at the Jean Cocteau, a special activity. And did the Cocteau open in 2015 or was that last year? The year before? I can't remember, but
I'm going to go with the year before. It seems like it's been around for quite a while.
But I mean reopen.
Yeah.
But I'm still thankful for it because throughout the year there are great events that like this, really different stuff coming to the place that used to just show great films, but now it's expanded.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to see movies and all kinds of things. There was a music event the other night, there's the variety show. And I think I'll have to check that out. I think there may be a variety show there today at noon, but I'll double check on that. Meanwhile, January 6th, that's next week from 6 to 8 in the evening, La Montañita Co-op Community Room Santa Fe are presenting an event called 28-Day Healthy Plant-Based Vegan Challenge. You can learn how to change your diet in a month with recipes, resources, friendly support. And you can go to meetup.com and look for Plant-Powered Santa Fe. Once again, January 6th at 6 o'clock at the co-op.
Have you heard about the Santa Fe Foodie Classic? It's a food festival that will be held, food and eating festival, on January 15th through 17th this year. It's the first annual. It's a celebration of Southwestern flavors. And it is going to have many events throughout the city, including there's a VIP dinner it doesn't say where it is. There's a grand tasting at the convention center where it'll feature more than 30 chefs and brewmasters and winemakers putting their best work on display for you to sample. There's a chef competition at the Santa Fe School of Cooking. There are a whole lot of events. I'm hoping to make it into a big annual thing. And for more information, you can go to SantaFeFoodieClassic.com.
Nice. There is Saturday, the 2nd of January, from 4 to 7 at El Museo, there is a movie screening, dinner, and fundraising at the Rail Yard. And it's called Art Factor of Personal Development. It's a 52-minute documentary film of art and social transformation. And the events they're all a fund drive for basically a community center in Cameroon that is building a radio station, a community radio station in Cameroon that will go to people who've basically never had community radio at all. And so
that's really cool.
They're doing really good stuff. So you can show up at 4 because there's lots of fun going on. The screening is between 5:30 and 6:30, and there's a suggested donation. For more information, HITIP.org.
IAIA is hosting its annual Writers Festival January 3rd through 9th, so that would be next week. It is presented by the IAIA's Low Residency MFA in Creative Writing, and it will include free readings by noted authors every night starting at 6 o'clock. This is on the IAIA campus down off Richards Road. Let's see who we've got scheduled. There are people from Susan Power and John Davis to Linda Hogan and Joy Harjo. And on Friday, it'll cap off on the last night with a reading by Sherman Alexie and Jess Walter. For more information, you can go to iaia.edu.
Excellent. And let's take a look here. We got a note that on Sunday, January 3rd at 11 o'clock, Collected Works Bookstore is presenting Journey Santa Fe, presents Vince Cadlebeck on Meow Wolf Collaborative Art Project with moderator Ellen Dupuy. And that is an arts company that's been around for about 6 years, I think, and they do an amazing job. They've taken over the old bowling alley on Rufina Circle. Anyway, this is Sunday, January 10th at Collected Works at 11, free and open to the public.
Are you familiar with the great Chef Johnny V here
Yes.
in Santa Fe? Well, Chef Johnny V holds cooking classes over at the DeVargas Center's Las Cosas kitchen shop, and he'll be holding a special one on Tuesday the 5th, which will be titled Cut the Fat, Cut the Sugar, Cut the Carbs. It starts at 6 o'clock. I think that's interesting because usually when I've had Johnny's great, great cooking, it's deliciously decadent. But this one's focused on a lot of things that we all might be focusing on in the new year. For more information, you can call Las Cosas at 988-3394.
Excellent.
Johnny's fun no matter what he's teaching or teaching us to make.
There is a show that Eye on the Mountain Gallery, and I think we've already announced this, but it runs through February of next year. We'll call it next year, even though it's already also tomorrow. And it's called the Second Annual Guadalupe Art Show. And modern or traditional, all kinds of interpretations of the Virgin of Guadalupe at Eye on the Mountain Gallery at 614 Agua Fria Street.
You know, this is a photography exhibit that ends on January 10th. So if you haven't seen it yet, go in the next 10 days. It's called Poetics of Light, Pinhole Photography. It's at the New Mexico History Museum, something I've been meaning to do, but you know how things, you think you have months to go see something and suddenly the exhibit is leaving. Well, this is an exhibit with many examples of pinhole photography from the 19th century through today. It's got more than 200 photographs. Have you seen it?
No, but I love pinhole photography.
Me too. And it's from the Palace of the Governor's Photo Archives Pinhole Resource Collection, which is the world's largest collection of pinhole photography. It's free on Sundays for New Mexico residents. So this Sunday is the last free Sunday if you want to go see it. New Mexico History Museum.
Excellent. Let's take a look here. So you already talked about Flamenco y Más. And we've the cab rides home. You mentioned that as well, sponsored by the county, the DWI. Too many is the name of the tagline this year. But please, ladies and gentlemen, just don't even think about drinking and driving. I'm always the designated driver because I rarely, if ever, have anything to drink. And so you get to be the safe one. So
everyone's going to invite you out tonight to be their designated driver.
Yeah, well, give me a call. But let's talk about the most important thing, Cat of the Week. This week's Cat of the Week is called Sylvia R. No, Slivia. Slevia.
Art. Slevia. Sounds like, could it be a typo?
I don't know.
Because I'm not too familiar with the name Slevia.
So it's either Sylvia or Slevia, and you probably will rename this kitty anyway, because that's what people do. But little kitty was a bit shy at first, but she's responded wonderfully to loving attention from her foster family. She's a beautiful girl with a medium-length coat and little calico markings, and she's just about a year old. If you're interested in adopting her, call Felines and Friends at 316-2281. You can also write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to fnfnm.org. And by the way, cats are often at Petco. They have adoption events on usually Thursdays through Sundays from 1 to 4, and Tech-A-Two at Sambusco the first Saturday of the month, so that this Saturday would count, from 10 to 2. Prosper It's Pets and Xanadu Jackalope are also showing cats there, so you can do that by appointment, Felines and Friends.
I don't have a dog of the week, but I will talk about the Santa Fe shelter calendar. Have you heard about this thing? It's called Of Mutts and Men. And
the calendar?
Yes.
My dog is in it.
Which one?
Horatio.
Horatio appears in this special calendar that you can get. Not just pictures of Mary Charlotte's dog, but also pictures of the men, the male employees at the Santa Fe shelter who have dressed up in sort of goofy costumes.
Oh, that's a different calendar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess they have more than one calendar this year.
Okay, so Horatio is in the straight ahead...
Doggy calendar.
Okay, well, this one's kind of, let me show you a picture and you'll get what I'm saying. Pseudo sexy.
It's sort of like the Chippendales of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter holding dogs.
And being goofy, not really trying to be sexy.
And wearing funny hats.
Yeah.
Well, I think sexiness is in the eye of the beholder.
And I like the dogs anyway, too. So anyway, you can check out this goofy calendar. Fun. And it's raising money for a good cause. It's available at Look What the Cat Dragged In at the shelter. Look What the Cat Dragged In, at the shelter, or at the other, there are two Look What the Cat Dragged In locations. And you can also order it by email at calendar@sfhumanesociety.org.
Excellent. Now, what do we have going on for movies? I'm caught just a little bit off guard. We will tell you a couple of other things that are happening. Babette Alfieri is speaking at the Travel Bug Coffee Shop, presenting a talk on the natural beauty and ease of tourism in Southern and East Africa. That's at 5 o'clock, and it's free on the 1st of January. So that's tomorrow at 5 in the afternoon.
I can talk about some movies at, for example, The Violet Crown. They have The Big Short, which I saw over the past week. It's very good. Great acting, great intriguing, interesting story and coverage of something that we're all pretty familiar with, the 2008 financial crisis. Steve Carell does a great job, as does Christian Bale. They also have Brooklyn, Joy. That's the new movie with Jennifer Lawrence and the same people she was in that her last, or one of the last films from David Russell, which is, I can't remember the name of it, but it had De Niro as well as Bradley Cooper. And Star Wars is all over town, of course.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that that's news to anyone at all.
No, I think you're right.
You know, maybe. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? There's a new Star Wars. And it's
breaking
in theaters now.
Go see it for the 12th time.
There's a movie at the screen called Thebe. In the Ottoman province of Hejaz during World War I, a young Bedouin boy experiences a greatly hastened coming of age as he embarks on a perilous desert journey to guide a British officer to his secret destination. That's showing now. I think you talked to... Did you talk about Movimiento's Sweet Flamenco? No, that's...
I don't think so.
That starts on Sunday at the screen, and it's a Spanish movie about flamenco, and and Gabo, the creation of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and that movie is described as, how did a boy from a tiny town on the Caribbean coast become a writer who won the hearts of millions? How did he change our perception of reality with his work? This is the story of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who won the 1982 Nobel Prize in Literature. He was a law school dropout, a political journalist. So that'll probably be a popular program over at the Screen, another wonderful place to watch movies.
At the Cocteau, when they're not having their special flamenco night, they are featuring The Hateful Eight, the new Quentin Tarantino movie. I think it's been there for a while. I guess it opened Wednesday. It opened yesterday at the Cocteau, and it'll be there for the following next few days over the New Year's weekend.
There's a couple of movies that are at the Screen that I think are in their last showings. One of them, I might actually go see it today. It screens at noon and 3:50, and it's called My Friend Victoria. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
It's a French film, and I'll just very quickly give you the description. An 8-year-old black child named Victoria is taken in for a night by the wealthy, white, well-intentioned family of one of her schoolmates. The experience haunts her for years to come, shaping her desires and offering a mirage of privilege that she dreams of but finds impossible to attain. And I think it's just easy, it's interesting to see movies about race relations from other countries besides the U.S. because we're so focused on the continual police killings and things there. And, you know, what is the French perspective on race?
I think you're right. Especially, yeah, I would, that's, where is that again?
That's at the Screen today at noon and 3:50.
If this is one that you can't see until January 28th, but you could buy your tickets now if you enjoy the National Theater live in HD presentations at the Lensic on the big screen. These films are captured, they're films of plays captured live at the National Theater in London. This one is captured, I believe, at the Donmar Warehouse in London, but it is Dangerous Liaisons. Do you speak French, Mary Charlotte?
I do not, but okay, I can Liaison Dangereuse.
Thank you.
I can pretend.
That's it. Exactly. This is a new version of that play that stars Dominic West from The Wire fame and other.
Dominic West, one of the greatest actors. Oh, my goodness.
And very easy on the eyes. He will be yeah. He will be in it, as well as Elaine Cassidy and Janet McTeer, who some may know from The White Queen. So that is January 28th at 7 p.m., the latest from the National Theater Live Series at the Lensic. Order your tickets now. TicketsSantaFe.org.
So this is the time when a lot of people make resolutions, and we talked with Wendy Johnson in the first segment about how it's almost impossible to make resolutions and keep them. Nevertheless, one looks forward to a new year. One looks forward to the chance of a kind of symbolic rebirth, a new start. Are you thinking
one
about...
One does. I think one does, and I do too.
Yeah.
I have so many resolutions that I have to narrow it down to a few that I really could tackle.
And can, would
are you
like
asking
to
me to share some of them?
You don't have to. Would you like to?
I had one. I thought of one. Like, I could share this one. It's not too personal. But, of course, it slipped my mind. So let me think a minute. How about you?
You know, I think there is something about... There's always a little piece about getting more organized.
That was mine.
Yeah.
That was mine, actually. Declutter.
Yep.
Following a book I actually bought. Have you heard of the... Oh, what...
There's
oh,
that book
here
that
we go.
Everyone's reading.
It's that, yeah. The yeah. one with the Japanese
the
lady
Japanese
who tells you how to...
Other.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. That's my big New Year's resolution that I'll share anyway.
Excellent. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here. Often speaking of the arts, wishing everybody a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year to all. Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.